So when domestic Eliezer brings back Rivka, it says Yitzchak Bamibo Be'er Lachai Roi V'Hu Yoshei Be'eretz HaNegev Vayetzi Yitzchak Rasuch Basadlut Nosor Vayisayna Vayarvi Neg Malim Boim. So Yitzchak went out and he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had authored Mincha, that Mincha should be said in perpetuity, just as his father Avram had authored Shacharis to be said in perpetuity. And it says Vatis Rivkasina Vateres Yitzhak Vatipo Mialagamal. Now that she saw Yitzhak with such kavonis davening that she was overwhelmed. Of course she was a 3-year-old girl, so it was pretty overwhelming. And so it seems there's an interaction between Yitzchak and between domestic Eliezer. And it says Vaisapir Revel Yitzchak is called Rima Shirasa. And there's a whole thing that when she fell off the gomel, why do we have to hear that she fell off the gomel? So it says that she became Mukas Eitz and she lost and she had Dam Sulim, and then Yitzchak wasn't going to marry her, and then because they went, the Eved took him over to where Rivka had fallen on the tree, or wood, whatever it was over there. So then, and the birds had covered the Dam Sulim, so therefore to this day we cover the blood of the birds. So it says, "Vayav Yitzchak Koela Sora Imo Veikas Rivka Vatilal Isha Veyavay Yinochem Yitzchak Achra Imo." So it says Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of his mother Sarah, and the three things that were always present in the house of Sarah came back when Rivka entered. Those three things were the Ner Shabbos Dalek Mir of Shabbos or of Shabbos, that the candles, the licht, were lit from one Friday night to the other, and they stayed lit in perpetuity. Anan Kosher al Oel, that there was a cloud attached to the tent, and the Brach al Isa, there was blessing in the bread. So those things are symbolic of what later HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to mention should be in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash, that it says that the Ner Shabbos that was lit from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, that was symbolic of the menorah, and the Anan Kosher Oel, that was symbolic of korbanos, of sacrifices, and the Brach Alisa, that was the lechem upon him, the showbread. So the fundamental things and what do they stand for? Of course, the light of Torah is symbolic of the menorah. The Anan Kosher Oel, that's sacrifice, and what Jewish home doesn't have sacrifice. And the Lechem Aponim signifies that either that whatever a woman brings to the house is blessed, that bracha, that parnasa comes from the woman, or it also can signify that maybe you won't have a lot, but she's not going to be demanding, so whatever you have will be enough. That as a result of her efforts will be crowned with success, that there will be abundance, and not just for her, but for everybody else. But this was the nechama of a Yinochim Yitzchak Achreimo, that all of these things, it was a nechama for him, and those last two things, that the doors of our homes are open for guests, that is certainly Hachnasas Orchim, that he saw in the house of Avram because of Sarah, and that she made the dough, the Tahara. We see that Sarah did that as well. And these five things that were in the house of Avram and Sarah are the same five brachos we bless our daughters every Friday night, the bracha we give them, that our daughters should maintain the sanctity of the house of Avram and Sarah, which is the same sanctity that we find later on in the Beis HaMikdash, and we found in the Mishkan, that our homes are true sanctuaries and places of refuge for us and for all Klal Yisrael in the face of a hostile world, that we know that we can come home and be blessed. Good Erev Shabbos.